It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is deep in the building today, baby.
Yes, sir.
Full squad. We got Killer Cam over there. Yo, man. Patreon, y'all. We gotta get 50 subscribers on Patreon if you want that cam.
Get the cam, cam.
Cam is here.
Cam.
If you want the cam, cam.
I can. And if you want it, yes, a cam.
I don't know what the hell Brennan's singing. But
it's gospel. It's gospel.
Oh, I'm sorry for cursing out the Lord's.
Oh man.
Actually, Kurt Franklin, bro. Like, yeah.
Kurt Franklin, fuck it, did he?
Cursed out his own son.
Yeah,
his son deserved it.
He did. He did. That rant was absolutely incredible. But you know what we're doing here? We do what off. We talk our shit. We go at it, man. We do debates, all that stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah, join the Patreon, Animation. So patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Join us, man. This week I'll actually be doing, y'all get this on Friday, for the people that are on the podcast platforms.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing a movie night. I will be watching Neon Genesis Evangelion 3.0.
You excited for that?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not excited for that.
Why did you pick that?
Because it's new.
I mean, it's new and it's out. People are talking about it. Have you watched the other Evangelion movies?
I think I watched one of them.
I did, too.
Yeah.
It was just basically the season in a movie.
Okay. You know what's really cool is that I'm purposely never going to watch any more of that.
Rob's pick, right?
It was. And yeah. I didn't even hate it that much, but it was a lot. It was a lot. I might check out the movies at some point. I haven't yet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I kind of feel like the show said everything that needed to be said.
Yeah. You know what I want to watch?
But that's just me.
Big O. I want to see if that show held
Big
up.
O? I'm scared.
Big O?
I'm scared because I loved Big O growing up. That was like
But it's the same episode every time. Like something would go bad and then he'd be like, yo, Big O, get here. And Big O would be like,
come out
and do that punch with like the piston in his arm and just punch a hole through something. And it's just like, it was the original One Punch Man.
Some things I don't want to go back and watch. Big O is definitely one of them because if it sucks, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Mike says it's kind of slow. But yo, them pistons ain't slow, Mike. Them pistons ain't slow.
It was basically an anime Bruce Wayne for real. That's how he lived his life. It's literally like Bruce Wayne.
Okay,
I say Chuck Norris,
but he had suits and everything. He was rich. The dude who controlled
Big
O.
That guy. Oh, okay, I get it. All right,
All right.
Well, like I said, movie night. It'll be this Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So if y'all want to join me on that, man. I'll be streaming that. I think it's on Amazon Prime, but I'll be doing it through Zoom.
That's August the 29th.
August the
29th. How is that going to work? Are you going to be talking to people throughout the movie, or are y'all just watching it together? Like, how's it going to look?
So we're gonna just watch the movie, pretty much, and then afterward, that's when we kind of get our dialogue kind of going. So it'll probably have everybody on mute, including myself, we'll watch the movie. And then afterwards, we'll talk about the movie, talk a little bit of shit, what we liked about it, probably disliked about it, and then, you know, let people
Did everybody stay awake?
Yeah, did everybody stay awake? Yeah,
what's
awake.
The running time on it?
What is the running time on that bullshit?
hasn't even seen the movie yet.
I wonder how he's going to feel.
Yeah, right?
Man, I hope you're blown out of the water.
Right,
I hope I am, too, because here's the thing. It had some deep messages in in Evangelion.
For sure.
Nobody knocked that, but... Yeah. Yo, Senji was just a bitch, bitch.
Right, I can just picture your face right when Senji get on the screen. You're going to be like, this is the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
Got him.
Honestly, I like how you sneak it in there.
Yeah.
Caught him. Waited for him to be on his phone. Caught him looking.
Yeah.
Caught him looking
that
at the pitch.
That was great. Oh, fuck. 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Ooh,
Keenan's in for it. Don't you guys love how Keenan's a man of his word and said he's going to be watching it this upcoming Sunday at 6 p.m.?
Yo,
hold him to it.
So when is he watching it, Brennan?
I believe, isn't it this Sunday at 6 p.m.?
6 p.m., right? So that would be, it's going from 6 p.m. to
8:25.
It'd probably
be around
8:30,
yeah. Yo, hey, y'all, look. Hey, man.
I'm going to tune in at 8:25, like... How's Keenan doing, guys?
That's the real movie, y'all, is keeping up with Keenan and keeping him honest.
Is he still awake?
Don't let him quit either. Do not let
him quit. Oh, do not
he owes everybody a dollar in the Patreon.
No, I don't.
If y'all
do
let
not,
him
do
quit
not say anything like that.
Mid-movie.
Do not say, no. No, I don't. Ice will. Does Ice want to say that? Bet Ice will owe you a dollar.
Send all your ass pictures to him if he's
Did
you get any spread pictures?
I had a couple requests and I just didn't even look at them.
Okay, that's fair. I respect it.
Bro, the first movie was 1 hour and 41. The second movie was 2 hours. It is like, we're going to just keep adding to this. Well, hold on. This says
maybe it's better.
I don't know, because it says 2 hours 35 minutes, and I see down here it says 146.
I hope that
146 is not
2 hours.
I hope it's 2.5.
I hope it's a three-part series that you
I was wrong.
Committed
so,
to
146, 2 hours, and then 141, and then this one is going to be. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Do I have to do this?
You said you were going to.
You did it.
You should have.
I even asked you, why'd you do it? Oh, it's new. Okay, fuck it.
You got to do your research.
Fuck it.
Bro, this shit says 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.8 on Anime List, out of 8.8 out of 10, and then IMDb gives it an 8.2.
I hope you come in here a changed man.
Which means it's going to probably be trash, because when I see high ratings like that a lot of times from like Rotten Tomatoes, I just be like, bro, I feel like, yo, it was artistically amazing. But then a movie we. Fuck, man.
So we're here to do some interesting things today. I don't know if you guys have been on anime.
Yeah,
the animation podcast.
Yeah, we gotta do.
You want me to help? You're hurt right now.
Keenan is so deflated.
Yeah, I got you, Keenan. You want me to handle this?
My energy's gone.
I got you, man. Look. So welcome to Animation Podcast. You know,
save
we review. You know, we review. We talk our shit. You know what I'm saying? And today we're actually reviewing episodes 5 through 8 of Bleach, one of my favorite anime.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna get right into it with a what, Rob?
A recap.
Yes, it is, because Rob does his recap.
Did you, real quick, where does Bleach lie in your top five?
It's in there, but I don't know exactly. My top five isn't ranked in like order.
It's interchangeable.
It's just in there.
I feel you. I'm with that.
Yeah. I get that.
Actually. But to start with this recap, we pick back up with Ichigo dropping off his sister, Karen, safe at home.
Let's go, Ichigo!
Promising to let the boy's spirit trapped in the bird know that he can see his mom again by passing on. So,
Squally!
Back at the fight, Rukia is badly outmatched, but lucky for her, Chad, our main guy Chad, arrives, and with his crazy strength, he's able to land several devastating blows on this hollow, even though he can't even see or hear this thing.
Pull up on me.
When the hollow takes the air, Chad rips a telephone pole out of the ground. And Rukia just tells him where to aim. He just slams that hollow back to the ground. But hollow's got some tricks of his own. You know, traps him to the ground with these like frog minions it has. But you know, Chad breaks out of there. He flexes and busts out of it. Helps Rukia flex. Yep. And they press the attack with Chad throwing Rukia in the air, you know, tosses her into the air. But the hollow uses his spirit minions to basically cover her in these leeches, which explode with a special sound he emits from his tongue. Even worse, his minions have captured the bird that he warns Chad, if you even move, I'll just explode all these leeches and kill the bird.
Let's take a moment to realize how crazy Chad is, to where the hollow didn't even really beat him.
No.
He just had to outsmart him in order to have a chance. Still blood-soaked shirt.
25-year-old Chad.
25-year-old, 15 going on 30-year-old Chad. Super, super senior.
But Rukia tells Chad, you know, stay where you are. I'm going to run off and lead the hollow on a chase, which the hollow is happy to do, happily follows until she reaches a dead end, turns to face him, just in time for Ichigo to arrive and take up the fight. In his Soul Reaper form, he seems to have, like, little trouble just slashing this hollow up, you know, taking almost no damage from these leech explosions. And when they fight, Chad arrives and it's kind of like, what's going on? Ichigo looks dead. Like, I got the bird. And they never really explained how he got the bird out of that situation, but he did. And he just kind of like takes, you know, Ichigo's body off to the side of Rukia's request. As they fight, Ichigo confronts the hollow, you know, asks him if he's the one that killed the boy's mother. And turns out he was some serial killer. The mom was his last victim, and the boy caused him basically trip over shoelaces and fall to his death. And so he traps the boy's soul into the body of this bird and tells him, like, if you can escape me for 3 months, you know, I'll bring your mom back from the dead. But he never can.
How fucked up.
And on top of that, he's like, I can't even do that in the first place.
Yeah, he's just like, I just did it. It was just fun.
He's like, isn't that hilarious?
But
like,
I mean, who wouldn't take that, though?
True. No, I mean, if you're that kid,
it's a child. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, how fucked up is it that you prey on the innocence of a child and mortality.
Yep.
Like, you literally ended his mortality and his innocence all in one stroke and then chased him around and fucked up other people on his behalf. Like, that kid's fucked up forever, even as a spirit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's why I was telling Chad, just leave me, man. Ichigo is furious about this, punches that hollow through his teeth and rips his tongue out and slashes him up. And this time we see something a little bit different. This time we find out the worst souls, those that become hollows right away, they don't go to the Soul Society at all. They go to hell. And we see the doors of hell literally open up behind this guy and drag this hollow away.
So I'd like to stop you for 1 second there. This is not a spoiler. All I'll say is there is one Bleach movie that is about hell. That's all. Please continue.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. A movie? When does that take place in the arc of the episodes?
I believe it is after they leave Soul Society. So close to where you are right now, I think.
I'm past.
Yeah, I think around where you are.
You got to insert that in.
Yeah, you could watch it. I think you could watch it now. You look at him over here. You just like, let me look this
gotta
up.
Gotta dial this up.
Later,
if anybody in the chat knows better, let me know.
Later, Ichigo and Rukia and Chad tell the boy that he will rejoin his mother if he passes on. In a tearful goodbye, he thanks Chad for taking care of him and promises, you know, we'll meet again when Chad passes on as well. This next little mini arc starts with Rukia noting that her human body vessel is starting to wear down. I know there's a word for it. I'm sorry, I don't remember. So she goes to visit the Urahara shop, which is sort of a general store for like spiritual needs, it seems like. And working at the store are two bickering kids named Ururu and Jinta, this large mustached manager type guy named Tasai, and of course the owner of the shop himself, Urahara. She picks up some materials that allow her to better bond with her fake human body. But she also picks up a special order that Urahara asks Ururu to get from the back. That's a tongue twister. As he hands over the package to Rukia, he warns her, you know, hey, you can't keep faking this forever. Eventually, the Soul Society is going to figure out what you're up to. So at the high school, Rukia gives the package to Ichigo, which turns out to be soul candy. She explains that it will basically allow him to change into Soul Reaper form even when she's not around, and will place a surrogate soul in his body, make sure he isn't missed. And the surrogate soul certainly doesn't really seem to be much like Ichigo, but soon they hear about a hollow. They are like, all right, well, you know, we got to just leave you. You got this, right? And they bounce. And as they leave, the soul's just like, this was my plan all along. So at the shop, Urahara notices the box containing the soul candy was actually labeled defective merchandise. After they scold Ururu, they determine that, you know, we got to go get that renegade soul back. So at the school, the soul starts to have fun with Ichigo's body, freaking out the staff by like kicking in fences and jumping high, and then goes to Ichigo's class and flirts with all the girls, including Orihime and Tatsuki, the latter of which loses her cool and just tries to beat the shit out of him. Ichigo and Rukia return just as Tatsuki's like throwing a desk through a window, and Ichigo runs to the classroom to fight his own body, and the class gets like freaked out seeing this dude fight an invisible force, think it's some kind of poltergeist. But eventually Soul runs off with Ichigo's body, and as they leave, Orihime's just like, I don't really think that was him. So as they chase after the soul, Ichigo's complaining about his reputation is ruined, while Rukia is, you know, explaining that she figured out that this is a mod soul, which is basically powered up souls that they would put into dead bodies to fight against hollows. But this method was deemed inhumane, and the mod souls were ordered to just be completely destroyed. And that doesn't sit right with Ichigo, but Rukia asserts like the orders of the Soul Society have to be followed. Elsewhere, the mod soul is having a great time using its jumping power to run around the city freely till he comes across a group of nerdy boys skipping gym class to play video games. And he listens to them, you know, as they talk about, you know, basically killing their in-game creations to make a better one. And this hits a nerve with him.
He had a boosty face.
No, I said he got boosties.
Oh.
Yeah, he can jump high. He can jump high.
I thought you were talking about like Boosie Collins.
Sorry, my bad.
But he gets mad at that. So he launches into attack. He's about to take these boys out, but of course Ichigo saves them just in time, and the two get ready to square off again, and Ichigo does much better in round two, is able to keep the mod soul on his toes, and he runs again. However, before they can chase another hollow, they get the notification another one's gonna be showing up soon. They gotta go find that first. And it's not long before that hollow does appear at the school and goes after those three boys, now in detention for skipping their gym class. And it almost gets him, but this time it's the Modsoul that shows up and saves him. And having he sensed basically that it was coming, and since this is what he's been born to do, you know, made to do, he just jumps in, tries to fight this Hollow. They exchange some blows, and soon Ichigo, you know, sees the fight from a distance, you know, yells at the Modsoul for hurting his body. But the two team up, and they take out the Hollow together. And the Soul, in a reckless move, tries to stop the Hollow from hitting the ground, you know, the kids that are below, and, you know, leaps off the building, kicks it up into the air, but Ichigo saves him before he goes down and crashes to his death. After they fight, they kind of have a heart-to-heart. The Modsoul explains, you know, what he had to go through to survive. And, you know, basically the day of his birth was also the day that he was ordered to be killed. And for that, he's like, I can't kill anybody or let anybody be killed in front of me. You know, that's just not the life I want to live. So soon, though, Urahara and his gang show up and knock the Modsoul out of Ichigo's body. Rukia, though, negotiates, you know, seeing how much this means to Ichigo to keep the candy. And, you know, Urahara's like, listen, I don't work with the Soul Society. Like, we don't have to abide by their laws. But, like, you know, eventually they're going to come looking for you.
Snitch.
On their way home, they find a small lion stuffed animal. Ichigo places the Modsoul in it, and the toy comes to life. He's disappointed in his new form, but Ichigo takes him home anyway, and they just continue to fight, and especially over what they're going to call him, but they eventually land on the name Kone. So,
does that remind you guys of that Netflix TV show?
Like, which one?
Aggressio or something? It's something aggress something, but it's like a bear. It's like a stuffed animal, and he's like...
I saw that.
I don't think I know that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I never heard of it. He kind of looks like Kone. And like when I saw that, I'm like, damn, that reminds me of Kone.
Interesting.
I mean, reminds me of that. What, it's aggressive something. I'll gotcha. Look it up.
No, I don't know that one. Next day, Ichigo's getting ready for school, still fighting with Kone when he notices the date and his whole demeanor changes. At school, Orihime and Tatsuke take a break from talking about their art projects to notice a difference in him. And Tatsuke says that, you know, I know this look. I know what this means. He'll basically skip school the next day. And that night, Ichigo asks Rukia basically if he can, you know,
get
take
it
a sit.
It?
Oh, wait.
No, no.
Oh, sorry.
Not yet. But he he does ask if he can basically take a sick day off from the Soul Reaper gig because tomorrow's the anniversary of his mother being killed. And that night, he dreams of the day that she died in front of him.
Man.
Yeah.
Tough.
This show is like, oh, do you want to see some dark? Like, it's dark after dark after dark.
Yeah,
it's tough. Elsewhere in the Soul Society, a Soul Raper or Reaper.
Whoa!
Oh my
whoa,
god!
Shit.
Whoa!
I don't. Who is that?
Yo,
who said that?
Let me tell you something. Soul Raper would be a scary show, dog.
That would be
shit.
No good.
God damn, Rob.
If that was the show.
Oh man.
Hold on, guys.
Oh my
Look,
god.
This is the point where we need to check on him, Robert. Is everything okay at home?
What the fuck?
Is there anything we need to talk about?
Maybe after the show.
Like, do I need to enlighten anybody what a Freudian slip is?
Woo, shit. What is that?
You don't know what a Freudian slip is? Like, I promise you he knows. What's a Freudian slip,
that?
Rob?
That's like when you're thinking about something subconsciously and
you
let
say
it out.
You just say it out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought you were engaged, Rob.
Golly.
All right.
I'm sorry, Rob.
God damn it.
Now I kind of like
those souls are tricky.
Seeing an anime about that, like if there was like an actual,
I was like, when's he gonna bust? I was just waiting, like,
when's he gonna bust?
When am I gonna bust? Oh my god, we're completely off the rails at this point.
You did it.
You did this.
I did it.
You did this.
It was a slip.
You slipped, tripped, and landed on a.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a slip. I wasn't the one talking about busting up there.
Rob!
Motherfucking Rob, man. You think about God with the rape, man. You scarred, bro.
Bro. We've been through things on this podcast.
Ever since
we watched Goblin Slayer.
Ever since Goblin Slayer, man. Oh, my God.
Yo, they are laughing in the chat room.
Oh,
that is
my
funny.
God.
By they, I'm Mike. It is Mike.
Oh, my God. He said, all right.
Whoops. Oh, my God.
Okay, good.
That was a bit of a slip. Anyway, the Soul Reaper.
Oh my god, I had such a good joke there.
Soul Reaper joke. Named Saito. I mean, maybe Saito somebody else, but
keep talking.
Sodomized.
Whoa! He just keeps talking.
What the fuck?
Oh,
god
man.
Damn it, man.
Rob,
oh, man. Shit.
Anyway,
I've been trying to tell y'all forever that Rob is not who he appears to be. I tried to tell y'all, y'all didn't listen, and it's slowly but surely coming out.
It's a different show. So it's a Soul Reaper named Saito. He's basically playing Beyblades with some kids.
Face hurt, man.
Yeah,
he was playing Beyblades.
He gets summoned for a job assignment. He basically is asked to go find out why Rukia is still in the human realm. She's been there way too long. And he says it must be serious because he's known for, you know, using rough methods.
I'm reading Rod Recap. Soul Raper was in there, dog.
Oh, my God. It's not in there. It's not in there.
You wrote that. Damn.
Hey, Rob, man.
It's spelled right in the doc.
Rob, like, it's okay, right, man. Oh, it's okay. God. We still love you, bro. We just, you know.
That's a typo.
If there's ever anything you need to talk to us about.
No, okay. No, I appreciate, you know, the open hearts and open doors, open minds.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Man. Meanwhile, in the Hollow Realm, Hollows are conspiring who's going to go after Ichigo next. Oh, my God. I'm done with the show. And this enormous Hollow named the Grand Fisher volunteers, I'll go next. So, in our world, Ichigo and his family go to visit their mother's grave while the dad's, you know, cheering them on from behind. But they, it's every one of
cheering
these at this
from
point.
Where, from where?
You know, from behind, you know, where they need the help. But they're all surprised when they see waiting for them at the top of the hill is Rukia with Kon in her backpack. So, annoyed, Ichigo takes Rukia aside and tells her, like, you have to be more discreet. But she says, you know, you need me around in case, like, a holo attacks. What are you going to do? So, she asks him, you know, while I'm at it, like, while we're talking about this, like, was it a holo that killed your mom? But Ichigo gets super pissed about this, saying, you know, like, triggered. You're paranoid. You know, I'm the one. And he's like, I'm the one that killed my mother.
This is the definition of getting triggered. Like, yes. What happens to Ichigo at this moment?
Yeah, he got triggered. Yeah. And he just says, no, it was a slip of the tongue. I'm the one that killed my mom, and basically walks away. So, and little do they know,
what
watching.
What kind of argument is that?
I did it. I did this. But he's watching from the shadows is Saito. So, back in at the city, Tatsuki and Orihime are kind of talking about Ichigo. And she tells Orihime about how close he was with his mom and how hard he took her death. And it's clear that Orihime at this point is starting to develop feelings for Ichigo, even though she doesn't even remember, you know, him saving her because of the memory erase device. Mm. In the woods, Rukia is feeling embarrassed about their conversation when she becomes aware of Saito, and he tells her, you know, I'm here to bring you in. But luckily, while that's going on, Kon sneaks off, goes to get help from Ichigo. He tries to catch up with his family, thinking about the day that his mother died and how, you know, he spotted the spirit down by the river. At the time, he couldn't tell the living from the dead, thought this woman might be in danger, so he rushed to help her. The mother tries to stop him, and when, you know, she did something, when they get close, something happens, they get attacked, and his mom basically steps in the way, protects him, and dies because of it. And it's not long, though, before Kon finds Ichigo, tells him that Rukia needs his help. They rush off to find the two soul reapers facing off. And when Saito finds out that, you know, Rukia gave her powers to Ichigo, he's like, you know, you've committed a grievous crime, and, you know, launches into an all-out attack against Ichigo. He's able to pull Kon's mod soul out of his body and puts it, you know, back into himself. So they do the body switch again. He fights Saito in his soul reaper form. But for the first time, he's actually completely outmatched. Saito tells him, you know, you rely on your brute strength. You don't even really know how to fight. Soon, though, they call a truce when Rukia gets a notice about another holo nearby that could be attacking Ichigo's family. And sure enough, back at the gravesite, we see that Ichigo's sisters have come under attack by the Grand Fisher, and he says he plans to use them as hostages. So Team Ichigo is rushing to get to find them, and are surprised when they see, you know, Saito's running with them. You know, says, like, you know, we're going to put that aside for now. Everything goes to the side when the Hollows are involved. So on their way there, Rukia apologizes to Ichigo for prying into his life, says, you know, we can talk about it when he's ready, which they'll have to, because at the end of the episode, we see that this Grand Fisher is basically like, I only really need one of these girls to be a hostage, and starts to lift Ichigo's sister Yuzu into his mouth for a meal. So that's where we leave off that time, and we're going to have to come back starting with episode 9.
Yeah, and I accidentally watched episode 9, guys, so.
Accidentally. Quote, unquote. Whoosh, yeah, whoosh.
Thank you all for the recap, as always, for man. Sure. We're going to get to the questions. Make sure y'all leave questions.
Can we just take that recap and just post that?
Yeah.
The whole recap? That whole recap.
That was my favorite, one of my favorite recaps we've had with Rob. Rob, thank
for
you so sure. much for blessing
thank
us
you
with
so
that.
Thank you so much for that, yeah. Rob. You're starting to crack in my cases
oh,
open.
Not my best.
That was a
there's just certain ways you can't
mistake.
Make mistakes around us. And
yeah. No.
You knew as soon as you said it. So
oh,
you
I knew I was done. Yeah, knew I was fried. That was it. I'm just going to have to take this.
Yeah, weather the storm, put the hands up.
Take that. Take them hits.
So thank you again for the recap, Rob. We're going to the question portion of the show. Make sure everybody in the live chat right now, leave us questions. All right, leave us questions in the live stream right now. And I think I don't know if y'all want to do this or not, but like if anybody's watching the show with us, you know, not this next episode, but the episode after the next, you know, we'll be doing episodes 9 through 12, right?
Yep.
Mm. If y'all watching, maybe they can tweet stuff early on, questions early on.
Yeah.
Tweet us some questions early on for episodes 9 through 12, and we'll try to get some of those on air for you guys. So let's get to the question. The first question of the day is: do you think, after we saw with the mod, what it does and what it can be, do you think that you could beat your own body with the mod soul in it in a fight, Rob?
Now it's tough too, because you have to wonder like what kind of power they're gonna get, right? Because each mod soul gets basically a superpower.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like if they, and I didn't put this in the question, but I think in this you can also assume you have like your, what's it, the Zanpakuto, the sword or whatever?
Zanpakuto.
Zanpakuto. Okay.
Right. Okay. You get.
Yeah.
Sword.
You can have what Ichigo had available to him. I think so. Because here's the thing, like I know myself. And it's almost like a Goku Ginyu thing. Like, you don't know how to use my body like I do. You know what I mean? Yeah. I also know, like, I know what knee's not great anymore.
Yep.
I know where my weaknesses are. I think it would be kind of like what ended up happening with Ichigo, where it's like, I think I'd be flustered and angry at first.
Yeah.
But then if I could get into a zone and think about it smart and play it smart, I think so. I think I could.
Yeah. I'm with Rob. And this is the reason why I'm with Rob, is because I'm going to make you pull your back out. My back ain't shit right now. You're going to take the wrong swing in my body, and you're going to pull my back out, I guess, technically, and the fight's over. I win. Easy work. Smoking you out. No problem. Brennan?
I mean, it really depends on what the power of the mod soul is, man.
True. Yeah, that's what I mean.
This brother jumped 3 stories up into a classroom, man. Like, imagine getting kicked by that leg. Bro, you know what I'm saying? This game over.
And honestly, this dude had better hand skills and just skills in general, fighting wise, than Ichigo.
It really
for
depends on the mod soul itself. So I'm a bet on myself, but I don't have any powers. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we get the powers, whatever, but I don't know what powers I would get. Ichigo was lucky to get this giant Zanpakuto that he pulled out of his butt. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm probably gonna have a regular Zanpakuto. Let's just keep it real.
You got like the little water Hashira, like
blade.
Not
a little blade that I have. Yeah. I have that, and it's just like, all right, well, you know. I give it 50-50, but I probably say the mod soul wins.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, the most likely the mod soul, because they don't care about what happens to the body either.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, like.
That's true.
That's very true, yeah. Ice.
I'm getting smoked out by my mod soul.
He's like, have you seen this body?
Yeah, I'm getting fucking smoked out. Like, that's just what it is. Only thing, if it's like, if I have stuff to my advantage, then I'll try to get a weapon, a gun or something, and I'll shoot the fuck. I can't because it's myself, so
but
I can't really.
Fight. You got to fight to the death. It's just a fight.
Like, it's just a fight. Like, if we just fighting, nah, I'm getting bodied. Because the power, whatever the power is, because I think they take one thing of you and increase it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, not saying I'm a superhuman because I'm not, but it's like, if you take any parts of really any of us and just elevate it, it's like we're done. If you take my speed and elevate it, if you take my jumping ability, like power, any, like I'm done.
Yeah.
And I have fighting prowess. I can fight, but he can fight too. So it's like, I'm getting smoked out. Yeah, I'm giving my best shot.
You got
I would, Rob. If you get, hopefully you get jumping powers because my left knee is trash.
I was gonna say, like, I feel like the older you get, the more weaknesses.
Yeah.
You
have. My knees are garbage. So I mean, I'll go for the knees, but I think, if you click that, like, if you put that out of your head that it don't hurt, like, for a moment
during
you
a fight,
can,
yeah, during drilling, if you don't care about the body, your weaknesses don't really matter in that moment.
Yeah.
All right, so this leads to the next question. What anime character would you want to be your mod soul? So I guess you would get their fighting skill set, I'm guessing, right? You get their fighting skill set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, that's how I looked at it. It was like, you get, like, their skill set.
They get your skill set in your body. Their skill set in your body.
They get their skill set and your body, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit, this is kind of hard for me. I was teetering back and forth between
two.
I
have an instant answer. Mm. Can I go? I'm just joking.
You know what? Fuck it. Go ahead.
Tanjiro.
I was thinking that, too.
He's going to take care of your body.
He is.
He's going to work it out.
Yeah.
He's going to be very careful about everything. He's going to realize this is he's gonna go into your whole like memories and find your memories and your in your blood and just like, this was a good person. I'm going to take care of him. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna take care of all of his family members. I'm gonna take care of everybody around me, and I'm going to do the best to take care of this body. Like Tanjiro is going to pull up and protect your body and your family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true, unless the demon shows up, because there have been plenty of times Tanjiro is not taking care of his own body.
Yeah, but that's his
how many
body,
times
though?
Does he like, saying, like finish he up puts, like I can't even move?
He does that for everyone else though. You know what I'm saying? Like you're in my body.
If a demon popped up with your body, he's in your body, you're fucked.
Probably, but you know, I haven't had a demon pop up on me, so
not yet.
I'm okay, gonna say, assuming that he pops into this body right here, I'm probably just gonna be swole after however long he's be there. It's like, dang, Brennan, you look good. Like, yeah, that Tanjiro took care of things.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess now that I think about it, I almost picked a terrible answer, to be honest.
Don't say Goku.
I would pick a terrible answer.
Oh my god,
Goku, the worst answer.
I was teetering between two people. It was between Goku because of fighting skill set, but then he doesn't give a fuck. But I was going between also Levi Ackerman, because I just feel like he has a great fighting spirit too, because he's Ackerman. So he's gonna have these hands, and he knows what to do. If he has some weapons, he's gonna fuck you up. And I just think he'll get the job done. He's kind of in the same way. I don't think he's going to put yourself in danger if he doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying? I think he's a pretty intelligent guy as Captain Levi. So that's who I was going to pick.
Can I rebut that?
Go, yeah, of course.
I'd say Levi's a tough answer, and I think it depends on the situation, because if he knew that he was going to be leaving your body as well, remember what he did to his comrades?
But we don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm saying is I don't think he'd have a problem about sacrificing your body is my point.
I don't know if that's the truth. And also, too, we don't know what happened to his comrades.
You mean the ones he killed?
We don't know what happened to his comrades.
They showed it.
Just fuck me.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't trying to say that. But also, too, that's not clarified.
Oh, you're not. I didn't know you weren't caught up.
I've never watched Attack on Titan.
Yeah. Oh, then you have no
You'll
idea.
You'll forget.
Yeah, don't worry. That doesn't matter.
I haven't seen it either. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
And all honesty, we don't know actually what happened.
They pretty much showed it.
No, they showed. Remember, at the end of the day, for Titans, all you got to do is slice them down. You don't have to kill a Titan. You have to kill a person to kill a Titan. To take them out, you can literally take their bodies out.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I think that's only if they're like the enhanced one. But I don't know. I don't know how far it goes.
So, anyways, yeah, that's. I mean, that's a decent rebuttal. But yeah,
okay.
That dude Tank has a good answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead, Ice.
Rock Lee. Naruto, that would be
that's a good one
because he has natural fight. Yeah.
That's a good one because
he can fight and he doesn't have ninjutsu anyway. So all he knows is putting his body up and he's able to hang with everybody without having ninjutsu. What?
That's the answer. Like it's almost the same person.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that show?
I haven't, not yet. I think Chad was telling us about it.
Yeah,
you know what show this is though?
Black Clover.
Okay, good. Yeah. So he said that dude Tank said Asta from Black Clover.
Yeah,
who's pretty much Rock Lee.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what like he's able to hang with freaking gods damn near with no ninjutsu. So and it's just his body. So yeah,
that might be actually one of the better picks right now. I didn't want to pick something like that because I don't know the anime like that. So I don't know to what extent to what he has or not. Mm-hmm. But that's a hell of a pick to be honest, since he has the hand skills. Rob,
I feel like you guys are about to kill me for this pick. I'm
Gohan. Are you serious?
No. No, I think.
Oh, in about 5 years, you'll be in a tracksuit, weak as fuck.
You come back to your body.
But that's the thing. I mean, I'm not that far from that now. I'm not going out there fighting Titans and shit. So for that reason, I'm picking Armin, because I feel like if somebody had to come in and do my job and live my life for me, Armin would figure it out. And he would be smart. He wouldn't wreck shit. He just like, all right, I'm here to do my thing. I'm in this situation. He's a smart guy. He can figure it out. Because that's the thing. I'm like, I'm not fighting demons. Like, I don't need a Tanjiro to take my body. I don't need a Rock Lee to take my body. I just need somebody that's not going to screw up my life. And I need somebody that could maybe improve my situation. Armin might do that.
Damn, that made me want to rethink my pick.
Definitely not Goku.
Because
Goku would take my body and definitely start a fight.
You know, we all did wrong. Besides Rob, we all kind of looked at this from a fighting standpoint. And all I said was just who's going to be your enemy.
I was just thinking like who would actually take care of my body.
Yeah,
he would.
I was thinking about my body. I wasn't thinking about my interactions.
Gotcha.
But I was like, he'll be nice to everybody. But
yeah,
Rock Lee's
pretty like, yeah.
It'd be blatantly obvious that he's not.
It'd be really weird
with
Brennan being that nice as Tanjiro.
Oh, yeah, man, just so nice. Everybody's
like,
we'd be shit-talking Brennan. He would, like, cry.
Yo, that's funny. So you got to think about your everyday life. You come in here talking shit about Smash Brothers and stuff like that. I'm thinking about, like, now Levi as a stand-up comedian on stage. He'll be bombing probably every night. Just so
he wouldn't care. He wouldn't get on the stage. He'd be like, oh, I'm Kenan Baker. Be like,
this is
no.
stupid.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm not doing this.
Can't believe I even came to this club.
All right, next question, man. What animate object, because right now we saw that Khan, he got put into a stuffed animal. What animate object would you want to be put, with your soul to be put into?
Wait, what's the question again? What?
What animate object?
Inanimate?
Inanimate.
What did I say?
Animate?
I thought I said inanimate object. Maybe I'm talking too fast. I don't know.
No, I had never heard anybody say it like that before. That's why I was just like, oh, I know what you're trying to say.
Oh, I mean, which one would you want to have your soul put in? Ice.
I would want to be one of those like knights at a castle. Like the, you know, the middle.
Okay. Oh, you're going straight.
You'd be Alphonse.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. That's what I would be.
You'd be clunky as fuck, though, bro.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Can we ask a clarification question?
What?
For how long?
That's just you cone.
Well, we don't know how long he's going to be stuck in there.
You just
cone. They know. We don't know.
You cone.
Okay.
Yeah. So indefinitely.
Yeah, you're a mod soul in this case, and you have to put this into a vessel.
Yeah. So then mine would be like a knight outside, and so I have a weapon, I have armor, and it's just me kicking it. Yeah.
I got you. I got an answer.
I do too.
All right. Rob?
I'm going to go with one of those Boston Dynamic robots. Those ones you see flipping around that are going to kill us all someday. Yeah. You know those guys? Yeah. Because used to, like, I remember, like, I think even Tony Valentino used to do this. Maybe you did too, Brendan, where, like, you guys would go, like, record those things. Like,
no, I didn't do it.
Yeah, Tony was talking about that. He used to, because
they would push them around and they'd be clumsy as shit. And now they would
walk up to a door and just fall over.
Yeah, now they can, like, flip and do parkour and, like, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, it's scary. Like, one of these things are just, like... Do you guys not? Have you never seen a movie? Like, why would you make robots that do this? But
also, I want healthcare, not robots right now.
No, you're getting robots, though. Yeah. What you're getting is robots.
I'm just getting replaced.
could we get some health insurance? No. In fact, would you get robots?
Did you see the new Tesla one?
Yeah, those look even scarier.
Yeah, they look like iRobot.
That was actually my pick.
And they were, and I think I saw a statement. I don't know if this is legit, but they were just like, they're not too fast, and you could probably overpower it. Like, the fact that it's just probably is a
it doesn't
a
feel
big
pain.
Red
if it
flag.
Got, if it started fighting, it would fight until you destroyed it because it doesn't feel anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I were to, because that way at least, you know, I'd be agile. I can move around. You know, so I'm going with one of the Boston Dynamic robots.
Brennan.
This is in the real world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because my original answer was Starscream's body.
Oh, okay.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
You traitor.
Yeah.
Just his body, bro. Yeah. Like, so, but I mean, the thought came from is like, you know, as a kid, I always wanted to be like, I always wanted to be a jet pilot. So for me, it's like, that's the reason I asked, like, the timeline. If it was for a very short period of time, it's like, oh, yeah, you'd be this for a week. I'm like, I would be a fucking, like, active fighter jet. Like, that would be so much fun. You know, just like,
as long as you're not in combat.
Yeah, but fighter jets don't really fight each other. You know, when's the last time you heard about like a fighter jet gets taken down by another fighter jet? That shit don't really happen. They're too fast. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we were in Virginia Beach filming the other day, and they just had they were doing all these like military tests with these fighter jets, and I saw one of them do this. Like it was flying, and then it literally just flipped in the air almost to a vertical, and then took off straight up. And I was just like, "Holy shit!"
That sounds crazy.
I was like, "That would be awesome.
That would be
if you could just do that." Like,
Yeah, and go straight. Yeah, that's
oh
sick.
My god! It just looks like they're the most agile thing I've ever seen in the air. Mm. And I was just like, that would be so much fun, like to be the fastest and most agile thing in the air, and a bringer of death if anybody has something to say to you. Yeah. So I could just end all of you. Shut up.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, like I said, mine was like the Tesla robot that I recently just saw. I thought that was just crazy. I want to see. I mean, wasn't Elon Musk saying how AI is going to take over and how he's scared of it? Then he
and
built
now
the
he's
robot?
Like, now I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he was scared of it for sure. That was on the Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to be ahead of it.
I don't trust that dude.
Oh, no.
You don't trust him? No.
Not farther than I can throw him, which isn't very far.
I don't trust any multi-billionaire like that. I just don't have faith in any of them. But yeah, I guess that's my answer. It's pretty short. Next question. If you had Cone's original origin story, would you be good or would you be evil? Brandon.
You know, I like to ask questions that really only have an interesting... All right, either way, I'm just going to go into it. This question... this question is really interesting to me because if you look at Cone's backstory, he was created by Soul Society only to be destroyed by Soul Society for a reason that wasn't really given to him directly outside of he was independent. He had pretty much consciousness is really the issue here.
Yeah.
And so now that you're aware that I am, kind of shit, and he's like, I'm here. And they're just like, yeah, because you're here, we're going to kill you now and not give you a chance to survive. And his response to that, because like, tell me that is not a villain origin story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that is a villain origin story if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
But Cone's response was, because they were killing the people, all of the other souls around me, I don't want to see death anymore. So I don't want anyone to die. So I'm going to fight to make sure nobody else has to die. I'm like, that is the most optimistic, beautiful way to respond to that fucked up life.
True.
That Cone has had that I could even imagine. Like, what else could Cone be doing other than that? Like, that's not the most beautiful thing you can imagine based upon that. Obviously, he's going after women. But, you know, I'm sure he has a lot of things
he's never
experienced
before.
He's
been cooped up a long time.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, like, I want to say I feel you, Cone, but I think I would have became a villain,
facts,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would have done. I would have became a villain, and the Soul Society would be, like, I'd be plotting on them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I said facts because I agree. I'm a villain. And I'm a villain with intent, though. I'm going to be one of those Killmonger type of villains where it's like, nah, I get you. It's fucked up. I'm with you. Like, and I'll be coming after the Soul Society and trying to kind of beat them. And I'll be trying to get the good guys on my side. Like, hey, Soul Reapers, this one I'm doing, you're either going to get with it or get ran over. Which one is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think he has an origin story of somebody that's like an actual protagonist. I think, like, I feel like a story can be based around him in a sense, like a full-on fleshed out story.
Trying to go after the Soul Reapers?
Yeah.
As a good guy,
I mean,
quote unquote?
Anything. Because I feel like, for me, I don't know. I feel torn between this. I feel like I'd be in the middle somewhere. I would be like still wanting to like help the Soul Reapers out, but I'm like, I still gotta also tear the people that thought about doing this to me down too at the same time.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wouldn't be good, or I'll have my own agenda, I guess. So is that, I guess, in between?
You're like a Deadpool?
Mm.
Yeah, I guess I'll be more like that, in a sense. Yeah, I'll be
Red
more like
Hood,
that.
Deadpool, got Red, it.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Rob?
I want to say I'd be different, but I feel like, yeah, I'd be on the villainous path myself. Like, even, like, those kids, I would have taken those kids out, you know, just as, like, that, I mean, talk about a trigger, like, situation. He got triggered hard.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have, I can see why, you know? Like, that's exactly the situation he had been in. That's for you to be born and be conscious enough to understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And for them to hear that, like, they're going to kill you and destroy you with that level of consciousness. Like, like you said, Brennan, like, kudos to him for being able to kind of come back from that and want to just be free, really. Yeah. But because for me, I'd like team up with the Hollow and be like, you know what they've been doing over there? Like, hey, why don't we, you know, work something out? Because this Soul Society is not it.
Not it.
Yeah. So let's get to the next question. Chad was able to fight the Hollow without being able to see it or hear it. Has there been any point in time where you were good at something you first tried, or you got by with this dumb fucking luck, Rob?
Yes. So Tony Baker has in the stand-up this routine that speaks to me about, like, in math class when they would, like, bring you up in front of the class. And he's like, it's like a firing squad or whatever. And it's just like, you know, people getting asked the questions, you know, yada, yada. And, like, that was definitely an experience I had. And I remember we had this one, like, game in our math class that was just, like, they would give you, like, a random whole number. And you just had to ask questions to, like, figure out what the number was. Mm. And I was up there dying. Like, not even close. Like, you know, just... And I'm like, down to my last guess, I'm just like, fuck it. I threw out the number and I got it right, like right off the bat. And then I went on and did that like three more times. And that was like the one time that I'm like, I just happened to be really good at apparently fucking guessing numbers. And that's just been, that was the one time. And everything else, first time, no. Like, usually you're not good at it your first time. But Chad, obviously, he can fight with the best of them already.
Ice.
I would say he... Real quickly, I just want to say, I forgot to say this last episode. Fucking Brennan's dad is a monster in table tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I got to get something for that. You know what I'm getting.
Oh, okay, yes, I do.
Keep going.
Whatever he's saying. But, yeah, he's a dog in table tennis, and this is not, it wasn't a dumb luck thing. His dad smoked me out. But I did want to shout him out because his dad is dope as fuck. And he, like... However, he really checks out as Brennan's dad because he's like cool as fuck, but then he's also talking shit just the way Brennan talks shit.
Absolutely.
And he was just super, super dope. That's
it's a bobblehead. This is my dad, a bobblehead of my dad.
That's pretty dope. Then that's pretty spot on.
Doesn't it look just like
him? Wait, why'd you put the hairline on there too?
Fucked up.
Look at the hairline on this thing, bro.
I didn't do that. He brought that with him.
Oh, yeah. I know you can even see it, but yeah, the hairline is like. Back to the by his ears.
He's even got the paddle, and it says, what does it say on there? ping pong master.
And he talks. It was so funny because I was just explaining to the guys before, like him and I. He's like, "Oh, let's play ping pong," and he was like talking shit and stuff. And then, like, when you play ping pong, I got a point on him, which I was gracious of. When you hit the ball on like the corner of the ping pong table and it goes off and you get a point, you're supposed to say "I'm sorry," but I didn't know that, so I'm just like. He's like, "Hey man, just to let you know, like when you do that, you're supposed to say, I'm sorry when I do that." I'm like, "Ah, get the fuck out of here." Like, like, you know, I know I'm sorry is over there. And it's funny because he got in the dad mode. He was like, "No, like, when you play ping pong, you need to say I'm sorry when you do that." And I was like, "Okay, got it." You know, got it, Mr. Edwards. No problem,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. But it was just cool to see that. Definitely that wasn't my dumb luck moment. My dumb luck moment is actually track. That was something that I just happened to be good at. I didn't plan on playing track. I didn't do track. I didn't run track growing up. Only reason I even ran track is because I got kicked off my basketball team for acting like just being a jackass. And then I just needed something to do before, you know, football season, and I got into track, and they was like, "All right, cool. Like, what do you want to do?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just want to jump." And then the first ever track meet I did, I jumped 6 feet and like. My school that I was at, we wasn't like some heavy hitter school, so like I was one of the first 6 feet jumpers in like 15 years. And then it was like I wasn't even on varsity or nothing. I was a junior, and I just had on these little small ass shorts. Like I didn't have the varsity jersey because the varsity team had like one pieces and shit. I didn't have none of that. I had on some fucking jersey in the '80s, and it was just like, "You just do whatever, man, whatever." And then I fucking jumped 6 feet, and everybody was like, "What the fuck?" And then it was like, "You're varsity now." And then history, you know, that's it. That's not. And then I started running collegially, and I never went back to playing basketball. Like, that was a crazy thing. Like, when senior year came around, I just didn't play basketball because I was getting looks for track, so I didn't feel no need to.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, mine's, I guess it goes back to sports too. I played Pop Warner football for the Pacoima Wildcats, not too far from here, actually, from where the studio is. Man, I was not that talented. I thought I was. I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to start as a receiver. It's going to be no problem." And then when I was trying out, they were just like, "We got a running back already. We got receivers, bro. Like, you're on special teams." And that's it. I was like, "Fuck." So we played the Northridge Knights, and there was this guy named, this kid named The Animal. They literally called this motherfucker The Animal. That's how bust of a beast he was. And he was destroying everybody on our team. He's running through everybody. And this is the first time, my first, like, real head-up hit that's not at practice. And I'm running. And I'm literally, I just put my head down, and you hear the crowd go, the crowd explodes, and I look up, and he's on his back, and I'm standing over him, and they're going crazy, and it was just the dumbest luck hit. And then after that, I played one more play as a safety, and he made sure he got his get back. So I know that hit was the dumbest of luck, never happened again.
Did you keep running?
What do you mean?
After you hit him.
No, when I hit him, like, I blacked out. Like, all I remember is I hit this dude literally head first. And I just heard, I know it was a big hit. The crowd went, "Oh, crazy." And then when I was running off the field, they were slapping me in my head, and my head was ringing. So I was just like, I was like, "Stop slapping me in my fucking head." And yeah, but The Animal, but he got his get back. Brennan?
Mine is, what was mine? I just got a distracting text. I apologize.
No problem.
Mine is gambling. Actually.
Interesting.
Like when I was a kid, I was like 12 years old, and then I like, took my brother, me and my sister to like some place in Texas. Like we were driving across the country and they had like this little kid gambling thing. And it's just like they gave you these little tokens and you, just, you know, you go slot machines and like poker and all these other
things.
What kind
of gateway shit is that?
Bro, like I could not lose.
Yeah.
Like I would go to, the thing is, I was just doing this. I was just like, because my brother and sister lost all their money immediately, and I was just going around and be like, "That slot machine." And I was like, "No, put in only 2 coins and pull it." And I was like, "Win." And I'm like, "Okay, don't touch that one anymore. Go to this one over here. Put one in there. Pull it." And he's like, "Win." And I just kept doing that, and I won all the money, and I got everything I wanted. Damn. And I was just like, "That's great." And
how
then
much, you know how much money it was?
No, it wasn't. It was like kids stuff. Okay, it wasn't money. And then like my first few times playing poker, like I just won all the games like dumb luck. Like,
Oh, that's kind of. This might be triggering.
Oh, hey, y'all, don't do this.
You want to do this? No, is this what you want to do?
Don't.
Is this what you
want to
do, Keenan?
Let's keep going. Let's keep going. We've already been here before. Don't do this shit. Please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, please. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, because this podcast would not. This would be a two-hour podcast.
Yeah, let's not do that.
All right. Next question. Anime characters.
Brennan, hold on. Brennan, let it go, bro. Let it go.
I didn't do the question, Brennan. I didn't do the question.
It wasn't his answer.
Let it go, Brennan.
It wasn't even my... Okay, the tears of my eyes. Hold on. Okay.
Fuck, man. Why did you have to bring that shit up?
Because when he said it, it reminded me of that. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a fucking... Because I was trying to scramble for an answer, too. But next question. Anime that characters shit. Always seem to hide people/creatures in their rooms. Thinking about your upbringing, would you be able to hide somebody in your room? And for how long would it take for you to get caught, like, depending on how your upbringing was? Ice.
Fuck no. My mom was in my room all the fucking time. Yeah, like, man. Yeah, she just would... It just when it's like a meme that's going around or a video that's coming around. It's like your parents just randomly in your room, and they just like that was it. My mom and my dad and my I lived with my grandparents growing up, so my grandpa would just come in the room, not to be on no like what you doing type shit. He just was like, "What's up?" He'd just come watch me play the game or do something. Like people and my sister, like people were and my sister was snitching. Like younger sister, big snitching. Like there's no way I'd be trying to like, gee, hey, don't tell them I got this person. First thing out of her mouth when she going, or she'll probably hold it for maybe a couple hours, I do something wrong. I just got somebody in the closet. Like, it would have been
over. You talking
about
having chicks in there? Women?
Huh?
You were having women in there?
No. I'm just talking about...
That's what would happen.
What would have happened?
Hypothetically.
Had it happened. Yeah. Yeah, my sister either would have snitched on me, my grandpa, or my grandma would have saw it, or my dad or my mom. Like, I... At tops, we're looking at 48 hours.
Oh, shit, that's long. My dad, nah. My dad, if he heard a voice, like, first of all, why is your door closed? That's my dad. Why the fuck your door closed? Why? You don't pay no bills around here. Open, keep your door open. I heard a voice. Who's in there? You know, so, yeah, I think I would have probably lasted. I mean, the only thing is that the way my upbringing was, my dad, he didn't, when I got to a certain age, he didn't necessarily mind me, like, having company over, but, you know, if I was under the age of like 13 or something like that, nah, it wouldn't have lasted more than I think even an hour or two. He would have been like, wow. I heard a voice. Open your closet up, under your bed. He would have did all that shit. Mm. Rob?
Yeah. I mean, I had a situation similar to Ice where it was just like, it wasn't like people were bursting in all the time to be like, what are you up to? But it was just like, my dad would come in, my mom would come in, like just to hang out, see what I'm doing. Mm. I also had a very small room. That was like I had a lot of stuff in it, and like everything had a place. So there's no room. Yeah. There was no room for another person or a creature in there. It would not have lasted long. We lived in a pretty small place in East Syracuse at the time when I grew up, and there was just like it was a small place. You could hear pretty much anything anywhere. Mm. So like it was, you know, there was not a lot of privacy. It would not have lasted long. I would have gotten caught very, very easily. Like Keenan saying, like maybe a couple hours.
Yeah.
Brandon. Maybe.
You know, I could see it going one of two ways. I had a pretty big closet that I always kept closed. So if somebody wanted to be in there and they didn't have a reason to talk to them, then I think it could have gone for a while, but that's not me. I got caught doing a lot of things in my room, so I don't see a reason why I wouldn't get caught with somebody else.
He was masturbating!
Yeah, I got caught a lot.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
What was that conversation like with Lonzo? Would y'all tell him, like, did y'all share a room?
When we were really little, we did. But then, like, when we got older.
Okay. So it wasn't like, hey, Lonzo, it's about that time. I need you to.
You need you about to clock in. Just like.
Nah. You need to get up out of here, man.
That didn't happen.
No.
I had my own room at that point.
Oh, okay.
So he was the one that caught you when you, or just like your parents?
No, my mom, like every time.
What?
You
know,
that's the worst person.
It got to the point where it was just like, she's walking like, Brennan. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Why didn't you just go to the bathroom or something?
You wasn't like, you wasn't, what was you, bottomless? Like, or was you like, like,
why
you
do
not
you
want to
know, Keenan? Move on.
No, I don't want to move on.
I was actually good on not going further with this.
No,
oh
saying,
my God.
I'm saying, you was like, out here like mimosa.
Brandon's already told this
Donald
story.
Donald Ducking
or
like
on the podcast.
On here? No,
yes.
He hasn't. Not here.
He totally
no,
he
has.
I've heard it on
yeah,
top.
Pretty
yes.
sure I have
yes.
told this
yes.
on the
I've definitely heard this
story.
Sorry, Keenan. You don't get all the details.
I don't remember.
Over quarantine he did.
Yeah, I stayed on my back. Like, I was just like, I'll be in my bed at night so nobody knows.
I don't need to know yours, Keenan.
Nobody has to.
We don't got
next question.
In the chat, caught meat handed. Oh man,
meat handed.
Damn,
oh
that dude tank.
That's meat handed. Wow. Is amazing. That is hilarious,
meat
bro.
Handed.
Damn.
All right. What do you think of the depiction?
Meat handed.
So to this show, we get to see what hell looks like. What do you think the depiction, or at least the hell, the gates of hell? What do you think the depiction of the gates of hell is in this show?
Right. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I mean, what Cameron just said, I thought it was pretty cool. You know, it's just like when you imagine like what it's going to be like to just even just to be brought to hell. And you don't think you always think of hell as a horrible experience. And I, I think they did a damn good job. Like, that did not look like fun, now, did it?
Nope.
Like, it didn't look like a place you wanted to go. It didn't look like a fun way to get there. Like, everything about it was like, yo, what do I have to do not to be like that person or that spirit or that hollow? Like, whatever it takes, I don't want to do that. So I thought that hell was depicted really interestingly, because if you think about, you know, Dante's Inferno.
I was just about to
you know,
say
if you look, think about mm-hmm. Dante's Inferno, or just like how many different shows, even Castlevania actually has a depiction of hell in it. Mm. So there's so many shows that have different depictions of hell, and I just found this one to be particularly easy, particularly interesting to see that this is only the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what the gate was just traumatizing enough to see. You know what I'm saying? Just to even witness that in your life or afterlife, just to see the gates of hell, I'd be like, let me go, old lady, let me help you cross this street right here.
Right. Yeah.
Let me go
turn
save somebody
my life
from,
around.
Like, make sure Rob never spells or says a word wrong again. Like, I'm going to just be out here just like helping everybody. Like, no, Rob, stop.
No.
Just read it. Spell it.
Rob?
No, I thought it was cool. I mean, as far as like, yeah, no, definitely ominous. And, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but there wasn't any good intentions about that shit. No, it was terrifying. And it definitely reminded me of a movie, maybe, I know Brendan hasn't seen it, but maybe some of the other guys have seen it, Drag Me to Hell, where, like, basically,
I've seen, like, it's
literally like that happens at one point, and it sucks. Mm. It looks awful. And this definitely recaptured that same of just like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
This seems like a bad time. There's not, because even in Dante's Inferno, like the first couple levels, it's just like the first level of hell in Dante's Inferno is like not that bad.
Yeah.
They're just like, these are just the people that didn't know about like Christ or whatever.
Yeah,
they were good people, but they just weren't saved or whatever. So they all live on the first level of hell.
That
they're all
was
pretty
not
much
that.
Just no, it's not that. They're not like hanging out bored. That they don't drop that guy off on the first level to just like, you know, hang out with, you know, Aristotle or whatever. Like, no, that guy is going to have a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's what, nine? Dante's Inferno was like nine circles?
Seven. Yeah, seven circles.
And it's like the eighth and the ninth one is like, it's like seven, and then I don't know. I remember just reading, and they was talking about there was like two more.
I never read it because I read about the guy who wrote it, and I was just like, this is stupid.
Mm. And it's basically just like diss poem. Like,
yeah,
he's just like, I hate this
person so much,
yeah,
or this group or whatever, that I'm going to create my image of a place that I want them to go.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like the pettiest thing ever written.
He basically got like excommunicated.
Why would you like that?
Yeah,
I was about to say, that's because
it's for real petty.
Up your alley.
I like comedic petty. Like, he was for real. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't really send him there.
He would have if he could have.
He couldn't.
What was his reasoning? Like, what did they do to him?
He got kicked out of the city. I think it might have been Venice. It wasn't. He's Italian, Dante. Mm. So he got like kicked out of the city or like excommunicated, and he was just like, "Oh, okay, we'll see about that. This is what happens to you when you die. Mm. You're gonna go down at this level, and they're
it checks out for that time period being excommunicated. It checks out.
He wrote three books because there was the Inferno. Yeah. Paradiso, and then something else where he wrote about like Purgatorio.
Yeah.
So not all of it was diss tracks.
But the original reason he did it, though, is just so fucked up. It's just like, I want all of you to suffer eternally. Like, what?
Man, it was like 1400 or something.
Yeah.
Like,
they had a lot of time on there.
They didn't have Netflix.
Saying, like, how vindictive of a person.
All he had to do was, that's all he had in life, was sit around and think about how he got insulted.
He could have gone and had children or some shit.
But not when you're excommunicated, everybody knows that shit.
You go somewhere, people, nobody knows
you. Then you get killed by the fucking Visigoths.
You know how far you
got
to travel at that point? Because traveling is easy.
Yeah, it takes you 10 months to get out of there.
So he's like, instead, I'm going to sit in this room and curse everybody forever?
I'm not mad at that.
Honestly.
I'm actually not mad at that. But
I'm good.
Answer your question, this didn't look that bad to me. I was just like, this is hell, I could do this.
Really? It looked interesting.
What?
Like, I'd want to go in, but be able to go out, be able to come out.
Yeah,
like, I'd like to be able to have the passage out.
I want
to
walk off the set.
I saw this and I was just like, huh. And then when you sent the question in, I was like, What was so crazy about this? But I didn't say anything. I was just like, all right, I'll put it in.
You don't remember how, like, the motherfucker, like, the gates open, and then he was stabbed
through
the chest.
As I said, I'd like to go in to see, but I'll also come out. I want to just kind of, I don't know, it's intriguing.
All right, but to go see, you got to get stabbed in the chest.
That's how he got in. He got stabved through his chest.
I want to
see if I can bypass that. And then dragged in and disintegrated.
Yeah. Can I just, like, open the doors and peek in?
No.
No. It's hell. It's not a tourist attraction.
Non-negotiable.
It's hell, bro.
All I'm saying is because I've heard, you know, from the story that you kind of read, is like, hell is unexplainable. From when you just say this, oh, you can't. This hell is so bad, I can't even explain it to you. Mm-hmm. So, what the hell?
Ice.
Come on, man.
Ice is trying to see the gates of hell.
I was just trying to pull it up. That's all.
Okay. So, anyways, like, hell's been told to me that it's so unexplainable that it's crazy. So, seeing this, I'm just like, I've heard so much way worse horror stories.
Mike
about
said this ain't Six Flags.
How bad it is. It's just like, that doesn't sound as bad. I was like, if what I've heard of hell to be and this, I was just like, I could take this over that. That's how I looked at it.
I mean, all right. It's still bad. It's a pass for me.
It's still bad, but yeah, of course.
Stabbed in the chest.
I'd prefer not even to see the gates.
But it didn't pull up. But stabbed in the chest.
And then disintegrated.
And then pull, like, any shit that you got to get forcefully pulled into. Did you see that gate? That's fucking.
No, he saw. Look, I understand where you're coming from, but you also understand he saw the same thing you did, yeah. And he's over here like, sounds like fun. Like, all right,
no, I didn't say fun.
Don't put words in my mouth. There's levels and levels.
He gave a whole different answer. What the fuck are you talking about?
And then that guy is just like getting pat, like he's getting dragged in.
Dragged. And then, granted, think about this too. This is a man. This is a man who's been living his life. He's been
subscribing to Patreon
life
just to see what Rob did.
Oh my God, Rob is so stupid.
This is a guy that's been living his life in terrorizing somebody, terrorizing a kid.
Yeah, he's a serial killer.
So for him to be scared of that, it got to be some shit.
Yeah,
it got to be some shit behind that door, like for him to feel that way. You know? Yeah, you're fucked. What hell have you seen that's like comparable or even worse than that?
I mean, we haven't seen this hell yet, to be honest.
But, I mean, even the intro. What intro of hell have you seen you was all like, oh, hey, this is nothing compared to
Keenan,
the other
go
hell.
Check it out and tell me how it is.
What, the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, if I could, I would.
I told you, there's a movie. If you don't care about spoilers, there's a movie that they go into hell.
Oh, so you get a chance to actually see.
Oh, yeah, no, they go into hell.
Okay. I'm saying.
I look forward to it.
From the gates. It didn't look too crazy from what, even what people say from, like I said, somebody's telling me hell is, like, you got to live in this crazy place and you get...
What could be worse, though? I'm just curious, like, when you say it didn't look that bad, it's like...
That's what I'm saying. What hell did you see that was worse?
His chest and then disintegrated while screaming. Mm. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't see, like, what worse could have happened?
I mean, I guess you could have been pulled in there very, like, slowly in the sense of, like, it pulled every freaking limb off slowly or ripped your skin off getting pulled in there and then disintegrated afterwards.
Keenan just saying,
like,
more graphic.
Yeah, it could have been.
Things you couldn't show in an anime that's rated T.
I mean, no. You can just show stuff in anime.
This one's rated not that. It's not rated like that.
But but have you seen in any type of media hell that was worse than this one?
I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't. I'll try to come in, I guess, next time, but I can't think of anything right now. So
Let's just move on. I got nothing.
I'm guessing the movie's so crazy in hell that Brennan's just like, oh, you'll see.
No, I'm only speaking of what we saw.
Okay.
Which is more than enough.
That's more than enough. I felt that it was sufficient. Mm. Hey, but you know, whatever.
All right. Speaking, you know,
Keenan is not shook easily. Lucifer downstairs. Lucifer downstairs.
This man took down the animal. Okay, do you understand? He's not just
a fucking. Come on.
He took out the animal.
I'd like to point out
the animal is a lot more scary than what that looks
like. That Rob was just like, we dogpiled on him earlier. He's like, whoever. Any chinks in any armor, I'm going all the way in right now.
This has always been Rob. When Rob gets attacked, Rob, he sits there like, somebody's fucking kidding.
Oh, that's how it is.
Yeah.
He's a cerebral assassin. He waits.
I'll eat it, but I'm coming back for somebody. I just talking about serial killers, you know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this. What famous serial killer, because, you know, they were talking about how Hollows, I messed this whole question up. What famous serial killer would you want to turn into a Hollow so you can fight as a Soul Reaper? So if a serial killer, because, you know, serial killers can be turned into Hollows. A lot of them turn into Hollows because they're evil people. What serial killer would you want turned into so you can fight them if you're a Soul Reaper? Maybe I'm saying the name wrong, but whoever was the dude that was eating black people, was it Jeffrey Dahmer's?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer's.
Was he? It wasn't exclusively black people, was it? Yeah. It was just men.
I don't know, but I know black people were being eaten by this motherfucker. So, hey, I gotta hollow you up. We gotta run one, dog. We gotta run a nice little fade. And wasn't he cooking people too? Wasn't that he saying when I was cooking motherfuckers?
I don't know if he was cooking people. He was definitely eating people. He would get super drunk to do it too because he felt so bad, but he couldn't stop.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
He's clearly, you know.
Well, look, I ain't gonna eat you, dog, but I am gonna boil you up. I am gonna cook you afterwards after I beat your ass, and then I'm gonna feed you to somebody that's into that shit. I got you just got to know how it is. You got to know how it feels. You can't just live gloriously after doing some wild shit like that, bro. So yeah, that's who I'm bringing back as a hollow, and I'm not losing. I don't care what skill set that he has. I know for a fact I'm not losing that battle. I don't know if y'all looking up who needs time. So it seems like y'all might need
time.
You need time. You know somebody?
Yeah, I got somebody.
All right, go ahead.
Zodiac Killer, because nobody ever fucking found him.
Yeah. He crossed my mind.
He got to go. He got to go. Just because if you got to square up with me, I will find you, and then you'll take this L, and then you'll be in jail or you'll be dead, and you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah.
You got somebody, Rob?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, shit, this feels like you could pick anybody that is just like, man, who's the worst of the worst, really? I'll go with somebody that I watched a documentary on pretty recently, The Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Ramirez. What a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
So what exactly was he doing?
He was here in L.A. He was basically breaking into people's homes in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And usually he would, while the husband was asleep, he'd shoot the husband in the head, have his way with the wife, and then either...
The wife's dead body.
Sometimes, yeah, because he left some people alive, I think, because they did find the guy.
Yeah.
But he had a tear across L.A. that lasted a while. And there's a documentary about it on Netflix.
Called The Night Stalker.
Called The Night Stalker.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Crazy.
It's wild.
It's crazy. But Richard Ramirez, total piece of shit, died in 2013. You know, if he had his skin ripped off and dragged to hell, like, he would have had it coming.
How you taking him out, Rob?
Man. Oof, that's tough. Because, like, I don't want to torture anybody. But if anybody...
After what he's done?
But like, that's the thing. If anybody has it coming to him, this guy might have it coming to him. Yeah. You know, like, just to want to see fear in somebody's eyes, like, you know, somebody like that, you'd want to, like, see him on the other side of that, to, like, feel that fear. Because, like, he was also, like, you know... like taunting people in court and shit, like talking about like I'm evil, like putting up Hail Satan on his hand, like saying I don't feel bad for any of these people that I victimize, any of that shit. Totally unrepentant fucking monster. I like you said, boil that dude alive and feed him some dogs. Fuck that guy.
He just like climbed in windows and just would kill people.
Yep. And he was a coward. Like he would just attack people at their absolute weakest because he was just like he was a coward.
And there's no psychological thing issues with him. It's just like he just did
he
it.
Had
just
a,
to,
I mean,
oh,
he
had
he,
issues.
Yeah, he got, he got his parents and his uncle was really bad to him growing up and stuff.
The best part about it is how they got him is basically the community came in and whooped his ass.
The community whooped his ass. Because they put out, like, he came back from a Greyhound, and if he was, like, in Arizona or some shit, he came back.
From a job?
Like, no, he came back. He just was out there visiting his brother or some shit.
Yeah.
And he came back, and then there was, like, he's at this Greyhound, but he went through the back. And then it was like this countywide hunt for him.
His face was out at that point.
Yeah, they had pictures of him and stuff because fucking San Francisco fucked up and like the San Francisco police put his face out and they weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
And then his face got everywhere and he was just like cutting through like, it was like Montebello or somewhere in there, like Commerce, like somewhere over there. Mm-hmm. And he was just cutting through the neighborhood and motherfuckers was outside like,
hey fam.
That's a dude. And then literally the whole hood came out.
Yep.
And like started grabbing him, jumping the fuck out of him and just holding him until the police came.
Yep.
I'm sorry I ruined that documentary for those whoever wanted to watch it. You still should watch
Still should watch
it. You still should
watch it. The case is fascinating.
Yeah.
That seems like a satisfying way to get somebody like that. With the whole hood came out and stomped him out. Yeah. That seems
he was wanted the police to come. Like he was
He jumped into the back of the car. It's just like, thank God.
We're gonna get through Brandon right now. Did they show the jumping? Did they show that?
No,
we can skip me. I'm serious. I don't have anything.
You don't have anything? Mm-hmm. You can find nothing.
They show the neighborhood after, and it was like, yeah, like
we got him.
Like, yeah, we beat his ass. Because
he was also like, you know, attacking like underprivileged like neighborhoods. He was going into the hood and going into those houses.
Oh my gosh. I gotta watch that documentary. Well, so I mean that's pretty much the end of the question portion of the show. Rob had asked me a question. I don't even see where this shit is now.
Oh, I was just saying. So basically, just a reminder, you know, we're doing the live streams.
Yeah. So yeah, we do the live streams. We do the live streams every Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific. Every single Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. So join us. Join our Patreon to join us. And then that podcast actually drops on for you guys on Friday. So if you want it early and you want to live stream and chat with us, make sure you get to, you join us at 4 p.m. Pacific. Yes. Also, next week we're gonna do an anime hero draft. That's the next topic, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We're gonna do an anime hero draft, And so we're just going to pretty much we're going to set some parameters.
Yeah, we'll set some categories, yeah. You know, like non-powered people, super-powered people, maybe a Saiyan or something, you know. So we'll have different categories that we'll all have to pick somebody to build our, like, our starting five.
Yes. Yeah, starting five. You can't pick the same person. So once somebody's drafted, and we have a draft order to where you're not going to always get the same pick. So, like, it'd probably be like fantasy basketball or whatever, where if Rob gets the first pick, then the next round he gets the last pick. Yep. It'll be like that, and then you guys will get swapped too.
Yep.
So it'll make it fair, so somebody will at least be able to get different picks each time, so they won't be stuck getting the last pick every single time. I think it's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be dope.
That'll be fun.
That's gonna be a pretty cool idea. Anything else from anybody else in here?
No, I think we're I mean, do we give our ratings?
Oh yes.
I'm
dropping the ball, man. It's been just a rough few weeks. I would normally smack your hand away, but I appreciate that, Brady.
Yeah. That was I wasn't petty. Yeah, I was not being petty.
Yeah,
not
at all. So what do y'all think of what are your ratings for this week? Your likes and dislikes, and your overall score, Ice.
God damn. Finger.
Put him on
the
spot.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So I like, based on what I like and based on how I, you know, am from what you guys say, highly critical of anime, where we're at in the show, I shouldn't like this show. Like from a checking boxes perspective, like it's not great. It's just not a really like, it's not a, it's decent, but, and I shouldn't like this show as much as I do. Like going off of how I've judged previous animes, it's just like, outside of Ichigo being dope as fuck, there's nothing else that's super appealing about this show. But for some reason, which I'm still trying to put my finger on, it's like, I really fuck with this show. Like, I really fuck with this anime a lot more than I anticipated. And I even said in the last episode, I kicked myself in the head for even being this late to the game of even watching it. But is it better than Demon Slayer? No. Is it better than, like, a lot of the animes, the mobs, like all the stuff that we watch? No, but for some reason, 8 episodes in, I like this show a lot more than I have other animes that I've given higher ratings. And I just can't put my finger on it, but it's fucking dope. And I like Ichigo. I think he's he probably is going to end up being one of my favorite protagonists ever, just because of how he is and just who he is. I think he's just dope as fuck. Again, I'm gonna say the same thing I said. They gotta get into space. Like I don't want to keep seeing Hollow. So I think Sato showing up and teasing a fight, I'm intrigued to see that. And it's cool. I want to watch it. If we weren't watching this show, and I haven't said this about a lot of animes that we watch, if we weren't watching this, I'd probably be done with maybe the entire series by now.
You can be.
But I'm not doing that shit because I ain't fucked up like yo ass.
No, I mean you can watch, just retain the information. That's all.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. I can't. Yeah. I'm not even gonna put myself in that position. But yeah, long story short, I dislike them fighting Hollows all the time. Even 8 episodes in, I'm kind of getting tired of it. Favorite part, I like the Gates of Hell. I think that was super dope. Ichigo is still my favorite part of the show, and I'm sure that's going to be the main thing throughout my entire time watching it. Overall, I'll give it a 6,500.
Okay. I guess I see what you're saying about, because I know you're a little worried about the monsters of the week, and yep. I feel like they didn't do that. I feel like they gave us something else different. Finally, they gave us another character, even though they ended up finding another Hollow, but
yeah.
it's just not particularly that. So that didn't necessarily bother me too much. I'm with Ice in that sense. I don't know what about this show. I don't hate it. I don't love it, but it's just like, I like this show. I can keep watching this show. It's just, I can't tell you what it really is. I like the fact that, I was a little disappointed at first that Kong got, you know, he got put into the stuffed animal because I thought they can use him in a different way. But they finally got their comic relief, and I thought that was great. I think they finally got somebody that's pretty funny on the show. He had me laughing, and he was
entertaining. It's like a Reagan.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. One thing I don't like about this show, yo, I'm going to be real with y'all, man. We finally got an anime father that's good.
Yeah.
And y'all treat him like shit, bro.
No, you're not wrong.
Yo, that's such a good point.
Y'all treat his pops like shit. He's a great fucking
dad. I mean, he
does
try to beat up all of his children.
Not really. Yeah.
He pulls up for them, man.
Yeah, this dude is a great dad. He gave his son a nice lesson that, you know, talking about his mom and, like, don't blame yourself and stuff like that. And they treat this guy like shit.
Oh, they talked to him crazy.
Yo, yeah. It's like, yo, man. And he's still pulling up for his kids and still being a good dad.
Making sure they go to her grave site every year.
Yeah, so they're all doing good in school.
Like, yeah, because they were just like, yo, one girl's like, why are you still, the other girl was like, why are you still crying? She's just like, yo, like, this is my mom pretty much. It's just like, you're like 11 years old now. I was like, we don't get over shit like that.
Facts.
So I like the fact that, you know, she kind of told her, but I like the dad in here. He's funny to me too. I wish he got a little bit more time. I actually wish he would join in on the adventures. I think that'd be hilarious. Yeah. But he'd be like a Reagan also. But for me, yeah, I got a similar score as Ice. I give it 6,500 also. I don't know what it is. I just, like I said, I can't stop watching the show. Like, I'll end up watching the next episode.
Yeah.
But it's not like I love this shit. I'm just like, I can keep going. I don't know. Rob?
Yeah. Echoing all of that, there are definitely some things that I've noticed. Like, a couple things that bother me, something I don't like, is I feel like there's a trope that they keep going back to. And I obviously, this is something that happens a lot in anime, but I felt like this happened egregiously in the fifth episode, like two or three times, where somebody's about to come in for the killing blow and then Ichigo gets there just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
That happened like three or four times in that fight with the Hollow, with the Chad episode. So like little things like that happens a lot. I catch it every time it happens now, and I'm like, okay, they're doing that again. So if they can start to get away from that a little bit more, I'd like that. But I also don't feel like this show is necessarily. I feel like this is a bingeable show, and this is something Brennan and I talked about today. Where I'm with you guys, where I'm like, I would keep watching. But yeah. I know that I would have a tough time stopping and kind of keeping myself in the presence of mind of like where we're at in the review, that I wouldn't feel super great about going ahead of where we're at. That's just me personally. But I feel like I do like the show, but I feel like it's like, I don't know. I'm up to like, you know, I'm knee deep, but I can tell there's like a whole deep end. And I feel like what the show does incredibly well is world building, and like some of the other, like, even some heavy sci-fi stuff that I like. Like, I'm reading Dune right now because I want to try to finish it before the movie. And I feel like this show does the same thing that does, where there is some exposition, but there's a lot of in-world stuff that they're just going to throw it at you, and you just got to take it and just kind of figure it out with context clues. They're not going to necessarily break it down for you. And I kind of like that because it makes it feel real and lived in. So I really like that about this show. I swear I'm not just trying to copy you guys. I was literally like, I'm coming into this podcast today. My score is 6,500, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Brennan?
I don't really have too much to add to what you guys said. I was, to be honest, because I know what this show really is, I'm actually bored watching it right now. This might be my least favorite stretch of episodes that may ever happen on this show. Cameron, do you agree with that, actually?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, these might
so
be...
So even after...
Like, you guys having to talk through it and, like, just work through it to get to the better content.
Yeah, this is, like, these four episodes right here, because the first four I thought were pretty good, but these four episodes right here, outside of some filler that just was, like, dumb filler, which you haven't even probably got to yet... that, like, you know, stupid comedic filler or whatever. Outside of those little tiny short fillers that they have, this might be
You said the filler is good, right?
Most of it is. Like, there's like longer filler arcs.
Okay.
And those are the ones like Zanpakuto become alive and blah blah blah. Like, they do stuff for these filler arcs that don't matter to the main story, but are still just really good.
Yeah.
Like, they do that a lot. This is the show that does filler better than any show.
Touching
I've ever
seen. On what Brennan said, a lot of it's built in arcs. It's not built in episodes. So there's not like one. There's like a couple episodes where it's one episode and that's one story, but a lot of it's like multiple episode arcs.
Yeah. And so in that space, like, I'm watching these four episodes and I'm like, man, I'm having trouble getting through these because I know what it's building towards. I know what's happening. So it was actually pretty hard for me. But listening to you guys talk about it and understanding what's going on and what they're building, I'm like, all right, cool. It's fine. I'll give it an average score and I'm going to be par with you guys and call it 6,500 because I'm going to keep it real. I was bored watching these four episodes, but only because I know, you know what I'm saying? I already know what's coming. So it's really hard for me to just watch this.
So, you know, for sure, 9 through 12 is going to be...
I don't remember what happened in episodes 9 through 12. But all I'm saying is, like, I just...
I mean, I'm not gonna
I already know what happened in 9.
The first season, though, is fire, though.
The thing is, I don't know what the seasons
so,
are.
So, for me, the first season, like, I was 100% in, had to watch the second season once the first season ended.
Right.
Like, you can't... If you don't want to watch the second season, then I don't... You would have to explain to me why. After this first season.
Okay. I'll say, like, the thing is, like, I actually have no sense of what the seasons are in this show because I watched the entire run in just one summer. So, like, it was already done. I didn't watch it when it was coming out. Like, it was just like, watch it all. So I have no sense of the seasons.
You subbed or dubbed?
Dubbed, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I subbed or dubbed?
Subbed.
I subbed, I think. No, I think I watched. This is before I watched dubbed, actually, just because I watched it all but originally subbed.
I watched
like
an episode dubbed, but I've been watching
it. It's a good dub.
I've watched this entire thing dubbed.
Yeah, it's a good dub.
And it's my first time doing dubbed in like fucking five, six years. It's been a long time since I watched it.
They did a good job. It's a good
it's
dub.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It fits. Like,
no,
every
it does.
Character, I'm not like, what
it's
the fuck? Why didn't they?
It didn't take away. It takes away nothing.
One dislike I do have, and I don't know if it's the same for the sub, is the outro song is fucking trash.
Nobody knows.
Just wait, guys.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know why I hate that outro? Because Janelle sings that shit every time. She sings a whole fucking song.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, it's this Golden Girls bullshit. Why do you keep singing it? She's just like, I don't know. It's God. Catchy.
The fact that all y'all broke into that song is hilarious.
Because it hits like when you don't want it to.
It really makes me laugh every time. It's not good.
It's out of key. She can't sing. The beat is garbage. It's just trash.
It also
all
happens
around.
When there's like a super serious moment.
Exactly.
And then it cuts to this song and it's like,
Nobody. Skip.
Some fucking ribbon. Like, get
no,
the
it's
fuck
like
out
the,
of here.
The vibe of the song is so different from the vibe of the show.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, and I kill the hollow and there's hell.
Nobody knows who I really am.
Okay, good harmonizing.
That was pretty good, guys.
Animation mixtape dropping soon, guys.
I see why there's groups, because most people, only one guy can really say everybody else is trash, but together we sound incredible.
Hey, that's
not bad.
Great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Guys, did we sound okay? No, like Mike Hall said, we sound pretty good.
That's why y'all gotta subscribe to the page. If we get a certain amount of Patreon subscribers,
Sir Spider Spectatac, I can't say
what
it.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding. All three of us have done it.
What the fuck?
Sir Spectacular Spider gave it a 6900.
It's like a gas leak in the studio.
What the fuck? Sir Spinning.
Bars.
The fuck?
Bars. All
right. Okay. So Mike Hall gave it a 7000. That dude Tech gave it 6800. Okay.
All right. So we're all in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Nobody's wild.
Yeah. All right, man. So let us know in the comment section what you guys think. Like I said, honestly, you can send me your scores too on the Twitter. So you hit the Animation Podcast Twitter up and give us your scores for each episode like that when we do score based episodes. You want to drop y'all? I mean, you got a shout out.
Yeah, I got an artist. I want to shout out. I want to shout out this artist, Mowgli. They live in Baltimore. We actually had hoped to connect with them for our What's Good shoot, but just things didn't work out. But they're great artists, super talented. They do some really cool stuff in the Maryland area, Baltimore area. Their Instagram name is Mowgli Art, which is MOWGLIART on Instagram. Check them out. They do some pretty great stuff.
Ice
Dot McGowan on everything. I appreciate all y'all out there in the anime world that, you know, reached out to me. My birthday was yesterday. Appreciate y'all showing me love.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Y'all.
Wait, Rob.
Thank y'all. It's Ice's
hold on.
Birthday,
Ice's
you guys.
Birthday.
Hey,
yes,
hold
sir.
On, you guys.
What?
Hey. It's Ice's birthday.
Get the fuck
I'll
out.
Stay with him, guys. Go on.
I'm not going
anywhere. Oh. Hey, Ice.
What is...
Did you think we forgot about
you? Are we keeping
you,
it rolling?
Oh, yeah. We got to keep this rolling. We got to do this Friday. We got to sing again, right?
Oh, my God.
Here we go. I want you to look me in the eyes when I sing to you.
No, I'm not.
No, no, right here. Right here. We're good. No.
I'm not doing this.
No, no, sorry. Hold on.
For Rob to unveil.
Ooh. What are we? Oh my God.
Did you
God.
Think we weren't going to do shit?
You know what? I had a whole paragraph.
We don't.
You like, actually had a speech written for how much I hate all of you.
Oh my God. Here he goes. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Do the black version.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy
I never knew this part. I thought this part is like
birthday.
Know this part.
Happy birthday. All
right, so you want to do the cake first?
Happy birthday.
I mean, the cake's the cake. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Happy.
We got some stuff for Ice for his birthday. You get to open this up, see what's up in there. It's a mystery pack.
Okay. Mystery pack. Y'all got to watch. I ain't even going to tell y'all what it is, man. Y'all got to watch the video to
again.
See.
It's a big condom.
Ice is opening this first gift up.
Give him the play-by-play.
He opens it up. His reaction is,
Sai, okay, I got Sai out here. Let's go, Sai. See you, Sai.
We're all like, yeah, Sai,
of
Sai,
course.
Sai.
Yeah, right, that's right, absolutely. Right. That is, we all know that.
Yeah,
I'm so happy. So happy for you.
Everybody's
you guys...
very familiar with this.
Sai.
Put that up on the screen.
He's in the same tribe as Naruto, right?
Yep, he's from the same village. He's with the foundation.
Just because I watched the first 30 episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We also got this right here. This is Sasuke.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Oh, this hard. It's like a keychain.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I gotta
use it as a letter opener.
Don't take it to the airport though. Probably.
No, definitely not.
Tell people it's a letter opener.
That shit is like alloy. It can rock somebody. So.
Oh shit! This is nice. This is definitely. Y'all got more?
And then
this gifts on gifts.
We got this. You just posted right here, dog.
Oh shit! My guy.
There you go.
My fucking guy right here.
Look at that.
Nice little Zanessi poster. Yeah, man.
This is going up. You got the videos? Y'all about to see this in the Versus videos for sure. to see this.
The guy, I mean, I have one of those too. Make sure you double tape it. I don't have that. I got a Zanessi one. I didn't want to get you the same one as mine.
Yeah.
So I got mine's just his face. But like I saw this one today, I was like, oh, this is fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
But double side tape it because it makes it easier. Real easy work, man. Get that shine out there. Yeah, Zanessi, that shit looks hard as hell.
This is hard.
You know, I wasn't gonna move Pops out the way. I had Brennan do that one.
Out of respect.
But this is hard. I appreciate y'all guys, man. This is dope.
Man.
I'm out here. The gang showed up for me. I appreciate that. Got three gifts out here. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
I fuck with y'all. Hell yeah. I mean, I fuck with y'all regardless. But I appreciate that, guys.
So yeah, go ahead and drop your stuff, man. Oh, yeah, the cake. I
had a couple cakes sitting around,
thank you so much for sharing the cake.
My last birthday had a couple cakes sitting around.
This is hard. What is this? Red velvet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is fancy. Got the little rose on it.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows who I really am.
Look at the cake.
Nobody knows.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Yeah. Shout out to the gang.
Y'all watching on the stream, and then y'all watching the cake, man.
That's nice. Is those roses edible?
We can find out. Stay tuned. We can find out.
This is awesome. I appreciate that, guys. Ice Diamond Gown and everything. Shout out to these guys for pulling up for it. This is hard. I mean, I like these two, of course, but this is fucking. I'm big on art. Y'all always see it in the back of my verses. Please watch my verses if y'all haven't. We got some more coming soon, and you will definitely see this in the back.
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Brennan
the best on everything. Kenan Baker on every single thing. Animation Pod on the tweets, on the twits, on the Animation Podcast, on the Instagram. Animation Pod on the Cache Appy, and you'll let us know, man. Make sure you join the Patreon, animation, patreon.com/animation. Make sure y'all join us, man. Like I said, we're gonna give exclusive content. Everybody already bailed me out, man. They already said I ain't got to do this Evangelion movie no more. So
who said that? I didn't
it
see
was
that.
Two people.
Mm.
That's not
nah,
everybody.
You gotta watch,
watch that shit.
Somebody in the
Patreon.
Mike Hall said it. Somebody in the Patreon. Where did my Patreon go? There it goes.
Mike Hall said it. I remember.
No, I saw it. No. Somebody in the Patreon named Dre K. Shout out to Dre, my homie. Now you the homie, Dre. You saved me, dog. He said you didn't suffer enough through that bum ass show. So you want to try the movie? Nah. So I'm not going to watch the movie.
What this is a fuck? We got one extra patron during the show. This is 100% Kenan's burner account.
He's subscribed to
our own podcast just to be like, oh, this guy said I don't have to do it. I don't know, guys. I mean,
if Brennan did the same thing or any of us, you'd be on our asses. You got to see it through. You got to see it through, my boy.
Yeah, you've already advertised it. You said that you would do it.
Here's the thing, though. If I'm watching this movie and nobody's pulling up, why watch the movie?
I'll give you that. If there's no Patreon members on there, you can do it. You can peace out.
Okay.
Patreon members, please pull up.
Please.
One of you. Just one of you.
Please.
The computer. You can leave
it. If I got time, I'm going to pull up.
Please.
I'm going to pull up under my burner account just sitting there just like, no, finish.
The five of us are just going to pull up as like ghost accounts.
Does this episode drop this week?
It dropped before.
Yeah, it drops on Friday.
Okay, cool.
It'll drop on Friday.
We'll have people that can actually hear it and give it a chance. So then by the time you hear this, you guys have 24 hours. Or 48 hours, depending, give or take. You guys have 2 days to join the Patreon, talk to who you need to talk to, get some money, get some $5, just ask everybody for 50 cents.
At least
figure
for
it
this
out.
Month, you know. Cause
just for this, so he can watch.
This, just to watch me suffer through this
exactly.
fucking
2-hour quality
movie.
Content.
Please. Please, just ask around 50 cents. By the time you know, you're going to be having that. You'll be at $5. You can pull up to the Patreon, and then you can watch the movie with Kenan. Please make sure y'all pull up.
Hey, man, I'm letting y'all know this. Nobody pulls up.
That's fair.
That's fair. I'll give you that. Nobody there, you're good.
I shouldn't have gave this long of, I should have gave this long of a notice. I put it on the Patreon. I gave them days in advance.
People that so y'all Patreon members that's listening right now, please tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their friends mm-hmm. to get on the Patreon too, so it can be like 20, 30, 40 motherfuckers in there. Please.
All right. So anyways, so the next episode, like I said, will be the anime draft. Make sure y'all join us for that episode. I think this is the last episode that's going to be on YouTube, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, this is going to be the last episode. It's going to be on our YouTube page. It will still go to y'all on Spotify, Anime Pod, and all, I mean, Apple Pod and all that stuff like that. So, y'all always can still get the episodes. Don't ever worry about that. But the video version of the podcast will only be exclusive to our Patreon page. And every once in a while, we'll probably drop some clips from those podcasts. But mm-hmm. if you want to see the whole thing, yes, it will only be on our Patreon. So please subscribe, man. You know, just that's all it is. We didn't gave you a lot of content, man.
Yes, sir.
Look out for your boys, man. We got a lot of good more stuff coming to you. We got the anime movie night.
He said it's an anime. What time was it again, Brennan?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. on Sunday.
Pacific.
Okay. Cool.
Specific.
Yep.
Yeah. Peter.
No, all right, you guys. Sunday,
it's going to be a bunch of people there. I'm ready for it. I can't fucking
They don't
want
to watch the movie either, dog. So, we think I was tuning into another episode of animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.